It is Thursday, the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Beznoska. She's the she is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
You too.
Thank you.
And it's a beautiful day, and it's Artisphere.
Yes, Artisphere is underway.
Yes.
Continues with First Thursday, First Friday.
Friday morning, there's all kinds of things going on up in Bentonville at the Farmers Market and the National Garden Days up there. So we will be presenting Trout Fishing in America at 11 o'clock on the stage up there, which is wonderful. But then there's all kinds of arts activities with Crystal Bridges and other groups along the trails in Compton Gardens. And that all kicks off very early in the morning, of course, with their Farmers Market. Of course, you'll also have the Fayetteville Farmers Market on Saturday as well. So lots going on Saturday. And then Saturday evening, for Artisphere, we're working with the Seedlings Film Association, and they have their Grow a Film Project Festival kickoff. So this is, you guys did a great piece on it, and it's a film festival themed on Artisphere. The theme is nature as the third place, and it is going to be wonderful because we're looking for local filmmakers to submit a short film, and we'll have them screened and we'll have them judged, and the hope is that whoever is the winner can develop it into a full-length feature.
Right, so it doesn't have to be a fully formed cinematic experience.
Correct.
It's sort of a here's what we could do with a little bit more.
Exactly.
And they want people who haven't done films before.
Absolutely. It's exciting. I mean, with all of the new technology and all of the new tools, you know, people have more ability to do this now. So if you're an amateur or if you're just dabbling and you have an idea about how you have a special place in nature that is really important to you, give it a shot. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And so they're going to have a kickoff event on Saturday the 7th. It's going to start at 7 p.m. It's in our Nadine Baum Studios. They'll be talking about the festival. They'll be giving you more information about how to submit, but there's also going to be film screenings of their own there and special guests and a panel, and it's going to be fun. And then we take an Artisphere break. We'll have two performances of Les Mis on the Sunday.
Still sold out.
Still sold out, although there are some tickets that come available, so you can...
I know a guy, that sort of thing.
No, you know, there's last-minute turnbacks, and there's holds that get released sometimes, and we really, you know, it's been sold out for so very long, but we know there's a lot of people who really want tickets. So you can keep trying the box office, and then you can also do what we have done for shows in the past, which is come early, get on a standby list, and if there are tickets, we will get you in. And if... hopefully, usually when we do that, we can get most people in. Okay. So if you really are gung-ho to see Les Mis, this weekend is your last chance, and so you can come out and give it a shot. So then Monday, we are back with more Artisphere. At 7 p.m., we have a National Geographic Live speaker called Barton Seaver. He's a chef and conservationist, and just a day or so ago, he has a new book out called For Cod and Country, and he talks about fish and cooking fish and using fresh ingredients to improve your diet and improve your health and improve the environment as well. So that will be fun. That is 7 p.m. on Monday. And also on Monday at 7 p.m., we will have a team offsite doing the first of our Nature of Strings series. This is a small series of what we would call chamber music that we premiered this series last year. It was to huge effect. It was wonderful. And what we do is we bring in a small ensemble of musicians. In this case, they are the Kiev Trio, violin, cello, and piano. And we take them off to chapels or wonderful sort of outdoor nature-connected places, and we hear this wonderful music in really inspiring and beautiful settings. So at 7 p.m. on Monday, we will be at Chapel on the Creeks in Rogers with the Kiev Trio. And then at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, we will be at St. Catherine's at Belle Gable in Fayetteville, that wonderful little Gothic church tucked away in the woods. And then on the 11th, we will be at Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs at 6 p.m. Probably one of the most amazing places to hear music, just surrounded by that wonderful architecture and the amazing trees and everything. So those, all of those shows are with the Kiev Trio. And then the following week we'll have a new trio, and then the following week we'll have another trio. So it's all part of the Nature of Strings.
Same venues?
Different venues?
Okay.
We'll add some... We'll add a couple of other venues, but we'll also go back to Belle Gable and to Thorn Crown. So, and then at on the 12th of May, we have a 7 p.m. concert with a band called Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. This is a string band that we have had here before. They are really fun. And they're actually going to be playing in a couple of different locations. They're going to be playing in Eureka Springs on the 11th, and then they're going to be playing out at the Terrell Skyspace location at Crystal Bridges at 7 p.m. on the 12th. And then they will also be performing here at Walton Arts Center in our Star Theater. They'll be doing a PJ party for kids on the 13th. So Ronnie Arbo will be here during all of that time. And then, believe it or not, less than 10 days away, we have the 14th of May, which is a Saturday, which is probably, for Walton Arts Center, one of our busiest days of the year. We will have a children's performance at 10 a.m. in Baumwalker Hall. This is Swimmy, Friedrich, and Inch by Inch. It's a puppetry and blacklight show put on by Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia, one of our favorite theater companies. And Swimmy, Friedrich, and Inch by Inch are these books. They're by Leo Leone, a Caldecott-winning author, and they're just beloved by children everywhere. And this is a wonderful show that we've had before, and we know that children really connect to it. So that's at 10 o'clock on Saturday the 14th. And then at 3 p.m., we launch our second Trail Mix concert tour.
Yes. Robert Ginsburg, yes, who is helping put this together, is going to talk to me in length, either on our weekend edition on Sunday or Monday.
And lots more going on with Artisphere. The big news that I have for everyone today is we've been talking on and off about the Artisphere Festival Orchestra, this idea of bringing in all of these musicians from around the country to come here for about 10 days and create an orchestra out of virtually nothing, which is amazing. And the big news I have about that is they are performing three concerts. They're performing a concert of American classical music and a concert of Italian classical music. And then they're also going to perform behind the finalists of the Fulbright Concerto competition. And the big news about this is that all of the tickets to all three of those concerts are now free.
Including the finals for the Fulbright?
Including the finals for the Fulbright competition, yes. So it's really exciting. And I think it speaks to the spirit of Artisphere. I mean, when Artisphere was conceived a couple years ago, one of the key goals of it was to make sure that as many people as possible have access to world-class art. World-class art that thinks about nature and sustainability and how to, you know, live better with the world. And so being able to present this arguably just the highest quality orchestra you could hope for to the community as a gift in a lot of ways, as a free entity, it's thrilling. And so we're hopeful that students will come out, bands, chorales, and anyone who has even the vaguest interest in music should come see this.
And going back to something we talked about earlier, the chamber music in Thorn Crown Place, is that free as well?
Those cost $5.
$5,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're still extremely affordable.
Right.
But because there's so few tickets for that, we felt the need to make there be a little bit of a transaction. So.
But the Artisphere Festival Orchestra, all free. And that
all free.
This means now that everything with the Fulbright Piano Competition is all free.
That's correct.
Because the semifinalists on the first 2 days, that's free.
That's free as well.
Artisphere Festival.org
is the website. And you can also get tickets at 443-5600. At waltonartscenter.org as well. And also can't forget that the 2011-2012 Broadway season is on sale now at Walton Arts Center. Just went on sale a couple days ago. So you can buy your subscription package now. Single tickets for the shows will go on sale later in the summer.
All right, Jody, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kyle.